Finally, today we want to zero in on an iconic image from 25 years ago. I'm talking about the lone man facing down an army tank in Tiananmen Square, the Tank Man. It's the image we most associate with China's brutal 1989 crackdown against student protesters. It might surprise you to know that many Chinese today haven't ever seen it. That's because their government has successfully banned it from circulation since 1989. Users of the Twitter-like site Weibo, for example, are blocked from searching the terms tank and tank man. Outside China, it's a different story. The World's Carol Hills has been tracking how the image of the tank man has permeated popular culture. Carol, where do you see the tank man?
You see it in everything. You see it in advertisements, protest movements. I follow political cartoons. And, you know, it's just such a powerful image when you look at the original photo and or the video that we all saw back in 1989. This guy is sort of, he stands down this tank. He moves. He doesn't let the tank go around him. He climbs on. He climbs off. It's just, it's so unbelievable when you see it. When I see it in political cartoons, it's used to convey everything from, you know, Angela Merkel is the lone person standing down Vladimir Putin in a tank, to a European farmer standing there in front of the tank, and the barrel of the tank is an ear of genetically modified corn. I mean, you just see it to convey every kind of standoff that looks kind of impossible but may just work. So it's sort of amazing. It comes up in satirical ways in things like The Simpsons. There was an episode of The Simpsons in 2007 where they recreate that scene. They're visiting Beijing. They're adopting a baby. But at one point, Homer Simpson is trying to get a cab. So he faces down this cab, and he won't let it past him, and he wants the cab, and he shuffles around. So it's humorous, but interestingly, they named the episode of that. They used a kind of weird version of the old pinyin system of the characters, of transliterating the characters. And so it's enough that it got by, but it sort of means Tiananmen. So they slipped in little political messages, but it was very funny, too.
You know, it is such a powerful image, this David and Goliath moment. It's really hard to believe that this hasn't made its way back to China.
Clearly, in the digital age, it snuck its way back in. And I'm sure, you know, lots of people in China have seen it. But there is concern that a whole generation of people have grown up and really don't know this image because the Chinese government has been hugely effective at blocking it. I mean, even now, you can't search Tank Man or Tank, you know, on Weibo. You know, it's just blocked. So it's seeped in I follow a couple Chinese cartoonists. Some are in exile. Some are in China using pen names. And they'll use it. You know, one great one was, you know, the lone person is the Twitter bird, and the tanks are replaced by characters from Angry Birds. So you see sort of satirical takes. Last year, a guy in Hong Kong recreated the photo, and it showed the man, and the tanks were these rubber ducks. It was a takeoff on this giant rubber duck, which had been created and floated in Hong Kong Harbor. And it went on Weibo, and then it was immediately off. So it just, you know, they sneak them in, but they don't last very long.
Now, as you say, the image of the tank man has made its way all over the world. Do we know anything about the man himself?
No one knows what happened to him. There's all sorts of theories. Whole documentaries have been produced trying to find out. Barbara Walters famously confronted the former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin. What happened to him? And Jiang Zemin was flustered but could only say, "We don't know. We only know that that tank didn't kill him." But no one knows if he died, if he's in exile. No one knows.
You can see that iconic image as well as other political cartoons using that iconic image and a bit of that Simpsons episode at PRI.org. Thanks as always, Carol.
Thanks, Aaron.
That's all from us today from the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston. I'm Aaron Schachter. Thanks as always for tuning in.